Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Yesterday, of course, we saw the completion of an awesome effort riding a bike across the country from Perth to Sydney, all in the name of charity. We are, of course, talking about our good mate Tony Aitchinger from McDonald's, who completed the ride yesterday, Leighton. Yeah. Finished the ride into Sydney, and we're catching up with Tony this morning.
How you doing, Tone? How's the legs?
Hey, Potts. Hey, Leighton, how you going? Yeah, legs are okay, mate. Not too bad. Pretty good.
That's the way. Mate, congratulations. That's just a sensational effort. Well done.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. It's we first set off to do it, and we were just looking at raising a few dollars for the house, and the 4,000 Ks was a bit of a stretch cut target, and the $300,000 was a bit of a stretch target as well from a fundraising perspective, but it looks like we'll end up with mission accomplished on both fronts. So it'll work out great. Yeah.
Anyway, along that 4,000 kilometres, did you think, you know, I can just pull over any time? I've got a support vehicle here. I can just rest the legs. I can just stop, and maybe take it up again tomorrow. Or did you continually think I've got to be in Sydney by a certain time on a certain day? I've just got to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the latter, being in Sydney on Wednesday at 1:30 or 2 o'clock, and we could have done things an easy way, could have cheated, but we done everything correctly, and we finished at one point, and the next morning we got up and started from that point, and we didn't do any drafting. We just rode into the wind if we had to, and in the rain or whatever. And if we got delayed by half a day or a day, well, then we had to do extra kilometres to make those Ks and time up, which we did. So the longest day was into Port Augusta. I think we spoke to you guys.
Yeah.
That was a 300K day.
300Ks. What one thing would you remember in years to come to tell your grandkids? What one thing will you remember about the ride?
I must say, it's not really exciting, but the roads are great over in Western Australia and South Australia. So I must say, it took us to the New South Wales border before we started seeing potholes. so they really do a good job over there with the roads. The truckies were great, and I'll certainly remember that. But I guess from a momentous situations that I remember, probably the Nullarbor Plain for the dead kangaroos and the wedge-tailed eagles floating around the top of the road and eating all the carcasses off the road. Like, I mean, there was absolutely thousands.
Wow.
And why our attention was drawn solely to that was because there's no vegetation. It's one straight road.
Yep.
No bends in the road, no hills in the road. And the only thing you've got to look at is the white line and all the dead carcasses on the road. So
did you go stir crazy at any time?
Well, we nicknamed that area Death Valley. So when we were going through that area, it was a bit, and we're driving into a headwind. Psychologically, it was a little bit painful, but and psychologically, just watching the kilometre signs when you're coming into each town. When you're going fast, they click over pretty quick, and when you're going slow, like, it takes hours before you reach every 5K sign. So, and the people were great too, as well.
Would you do it again?
Should
I ask you that in 12 months' time when your legs are better?
No, look, I think with anything like that, there's an element of risk.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate because the weather was on our side. We didn't have to go on any sketchy roads in the wet.
Yep.
We had to do a couple of days with raining, but luckily we were on good roads when that occurred. And we didn't have any major issues with trucks or the holiday makers or the retirees travelling around Australia or the tourists. So in that respect, we were very lucky. But all it takes is for two or three things to go wrong at the same time. For instance, a truck to go past you and a caravan to go the other way, and all of a sudden someone to panic, and then all of a sudden you've got a bit of a problem. So, we were very fortunate that they all did the right thing, and we tried to do the right thing. And it ended up, you know, in a successful ride. They gave us a great reception there yesterday at 1:30 at Westmead. We had a tour of the new house up there. It's a $33 million facility. So it was, yeah, very worthwhile.
As you say, the Ronald McDonald House there at, in Sydney, $33 million facility. So the $300,000 that you've raised in your efforts will go some way to assisting the funding of those sorts of facilities.
Yeah, well, the money that we raise, it's close to $300,000, so we'll end up getting to $300,000 next month, I would have thought. But
yep.
The money spread between all the houses, including Wagga Wagga, in New South Wales. But $100,000 of that is going to go to a special room that they've had to put in the new facility up there. So it's a special lifting room to accommodate for kids that that need to be lifted off beds and into wheelchairs and things like that. So that was $100,000 to fit out, and we put our hands up and said we'd support that from the fundraising from the A-Kinga group.
Excellent. Fantastic. And just one last question before we finish up, Tony. And I know before I went overseas, every time I'd go into the gym at Accelerate, you're on the spin bike there. Just how many hours of training would you have put in roughly, just ballpark figure, to prepare yourself?
Well, I normally train eight to ten hours a day anyway, but for probably 3 months leading up to it, I increase that between 16 or 17 hours a week. So, even though when I was doing the ride, I was probably on the bike for 60 to 70 hours a week. The coach said, look, I don't want you doing that before you go, because if you do, you'll pick the bike up and you'll throw it and you won't pick it up again. So. Yep. It was, about 16 or 17 hours a week.
Wow.
Well, mate, just a terrific effort. Huge thing that you've done. You've raised a lot of money. And once again, just congratulations to you, mate. It's just a sensational effort. Very well done. And have a rest. You're not going for a bike ride today, are you, mate?
Mate, the bikes are going in for a service. I'm off to Melbourne on Saturday, and I thought I was tricky, and we booked a late flight so I could do the normal Saturday morning coffee ride, but I stuffed up there. I think Rex only flies out earlier, so I've missed that one as well. But just before I go, I just wanted to thank, obviously, the support crew, Simon and Gary, the guys that helped us out, and all the sponsors and supporters and from the Riverina community especially, that have done a great job supporting the ride, and they always come out and support, as you guys know, our house and RMH in general. So thanks very much, and thank you to you two guys as well for the help as well.
No, great effort,
well
Tony.
Done, great
done
effort. Well. Tony Aitchinger joining us this morning, everybody, after the completion yesterday of that epic bike ride across the country from Perth to Sydney, raising money for Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Now, he was aiming for $300,000. He says he's going to get pretty close to that. If you still want to donate, and you should, go to Everyday Hero and click on the Nullarbor 4000 link and donate.
And thanks to Tony for catching up with us this morning. Greatly appreciated.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.